it's okay that I called. So I guess it's a bit too late. I've been thinking about you a lot. I know we've broken up. I can't stop thinking about you. Well, to be perfectly honest, I've been thinking about the last night we were together. Do you remember? We went to the cheesy bar for your friend's birthday. I mean, seriously, Dive Bar is in the name. So stupid. I remember we had an argument that morning. Big shock, I know. I don't even remember what it was about. Something stupid, I'm sure. I remember I was dreading going out, but I went because I knew at least some of my friends would be there. I purposely wore that short blue dress that you love, just to piss you off. And when we got there, I immediately left you to go hang out with the girls. I also immediately began drinking. I'm not really a big drinker, but I guess I was that night, huh? I don't even remember how many shots I had. I remember later I was dancing with some friends, being stupid and trying to look sexy. And I looked over and I saw you, alone, at a table in the back. You were watching me and you had this brooding look on your face. I slowly walked over to you and we just stared at each other in silence. The bar had emptied out quite a bit and we were in a fairly secluded area. Not private by any means, but my drunk ass didn't care. You were sitting on a bar stool. And then you stretch one of your legs out in front of you. And I accepted that invitation. I moved in closer to you. And then put my legs on either side of your leg. Straddling you. I started rubbing my pussy against your leg. Very, very slowly. You looked me in the eyes the entire time, never even flinching. Our faces were so fucking close, we didn't even touch. The sound of music and the people faded away as I continued rubbing myself on your leg, riding you, eyes locked. If anyone was watching, I didn't even care, I was in my own world. I started grinding a little faster, a little harder. I didn't take my eyes off of yours, but I knew your cock was getting hard. I know you too well to think this wasn't getting you fucking hot. Oh, I could feel that my pussy was getting your jeans wet. Fuck. That made me even wetter. Knowing that I was marking your leg for everyone to see. And I remember the friction on my clit. It felt warm and electric. Even if I wanted to stop, I couldn't. I felt you move your leg up a little. And it pushed harder into my pussy. I started grinding faster. There's no way it wasn't obvious to other people what I was doing. I was fucking your leg. Hard. I swear to God, just staring into your eyes made me come. I came so fucking hard. My pussy pulsating against your leg. I remember my knees almost giving out. I'm not sure if that was from the alcohol or the orgasm, but probably a little bit of both. You grabbed me to steady me and then dragged me to the bathroom. You tossed me up on the counter and kissed me hard. My entire body felt that fucking kiss. Shit, I can still feel your stubble running against my cheek. Oh, you tasted like whiskey or brandy or one of those brown liquors I can't stand, but this time, mixed with your breath and your scent and your tongue. Fuck, tasted like a goddamn dream. I can't remember if you ripped my panties off or what, but they were gone. You undid your pants and plunged your cock straight in. I wrapped my legs around you, pulling you in deeper. I grabbed your hair and I pulled you closer, feeling your hot breath in my ear. Apparently you had the forethought to lock the door, because I remember someone knocking. Oh, and every time you thrust your cock into me, the counter creaked, alerting everyone outside to our fucking. Not that our mouths didn't already do that. Oh, it didn't take long. You came inside me. We both sat silently, your cock still inside me, just trying to regain a semblance of composure. You looked me in my eyes while you zipped up your pants, then you walked out, leaving me sitting on the counter. You come slowly dripping out of my pussy. I walked out of the bathroom and I decided to just get a lift to take me home. I wished your friend a happy birthday and I slowly walked past you to the door. You come still dripping out of me, dripping down my leg. Did you notice? I left it there for you. I marked you and you marked me. One last time. Do you remember that night? Did you ever think about it? Well, if your knee ever feels cold, I'm always up for a ride.